is Kim Paris Upshaw, and this is the Silent Women's Club podcast for Sunday, October 18th, 2020. This year is going by, and I want to say goodbye to 2020, and I'm looking forward to 2021 because I am looking forward to the next thing that's coming. I'm looking forward to the new behind this crazy year. I'm looking forward to who I will be next year, because one thing is for certain, I am not going to be the same after coming out of this. This year has changed me. The things that I've lost, the things that I've gone through this year, the things that I'm still going through in 2020 with my eyesight and my health, the surgery I had this year, the losses that have occurred this year, and all of the things that have developed me, because every single one of those has meant a change and some sort of development in my life, just like the loss, the other losses in my life have meant that a part of me is gone, but in those spaces, I've had to develop other things. And I am a different person than I would have been if none of those things had ever happened. And I like who I am, and I like who I'm becoming. I wish that things had been different, but they are what they are. And so I am becoming who I am becoming, and I'm liking who I am becoming. And so on this Sunday that we didn't see before, the Sunday that was not promised to us, and yet we're still here. I'm still here. You're still here. We still have each other. We're still strong, as we talked about strength. We're still moving forward. We're not standing still. Even if you're sitting still right now, even if it feels like everything's still because you can't go out and participate in life the way you want to, this time of 2020, of staying home, of wearing masks, of not socially gathering, but instead socially distancing, as we come to the holidays, which are going to be different because we will probably not gather the way that we have in the past, and I strongly recommend you not, to make sure that you stay safe and to make sure that we can once and for all and finally rid ourselves of this dreadful and dreaded disease, that we have to spend time with ourselves. And sometimes spending time with yourself is the hardest time to spend because you're forced to deal with things about yourself. But the person that I'm learning to respect more than any person that I have disrespected in the past is myself. And because I'm learning to have more respect for myself and my feelings and my reactions to things and the way that I do things, the way that I prepare for things, the way that I experience things, because all of that is right in front of me now because I have more time, I am different. I am becoming more of the person that I actually like to be around. Go figure, that spending so much time with myself, I'm actually liking myself more. And I'm becoming more comfortable with myself, with everything about me, with everything that's happened to me, the way that I have reacted in the past. I've forgiven myself for more things, recognized some wonderful things about myself that I like a lot. And I think I'm kind of a dope person. I don't know about you, but I kind of like me. So in this time, I hope that you're finding that you're pretty dope too. That you're pretty all right. That you're really pretty wonderful and fabulous. And so during this time, I am looking forward to when we come out of all of this and how even more wonderful and exciting and engaging and authentic and real and dope and fresh and fly and whatever words the young people say now, those are the words I used to say and I still say them. I am looking forward to being more of that Kim, and giving more of that Kim to the world. So be well, be blessed, and trust the Savior.